Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Where was Winston's bark last week? I got emails about it.
Winston wasn't here last week.
Because he was sick. He's hurt. Two legs. Yeah. Guest in the studio today, David Rosie Rosenthal from CNJFO.com. Say hello, Rose.
Hello, everybody out there.
This is a historic occasion. 2 weeks before our own independence, the Brits gave the European Union a big FU and voted to be removed from the European Union. Winston Churchill would be proud, in my own humble opinion.
And if you got money, hold on to your socks.
Because listen. This whole new world order shit, the people are tired of being controlled by the bureaucrats.
Wait a minute. You don't want to work all day long like Greece for Greece and Spain because they want to sit on their ass and do nothing all day long?
It's finally happening. You see it here with this whole Trump effect. I believe that even if it wasn't Donald Trump, it would have been someone else because the people are fed up, okay? Any outsider
would have
done good.
Didn't we say this when Obama was elected? We said the next president who's going to run is going to be some guy with a gravy stain on his tie who comes out and goes, UMFers, and tells everybody just the way it is.
We did, because listen, we're tired of it. And Europe is tired of it now. Well, at least the profitable countries. Germany, the countries that get up and work in the morning.
Yes, the people who get up and work.
You know, the big turning point in the European community, in my opinion, is when they started to admit the Eastern Bloc countries in.
Yeah.
Because they had that real socialist, communist mentality. Someone else will do it for us.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just sit here.
Now we have the situation over there where it comes down to being infiltrated. And then problems, okay, in allegedly gun-free states.
You bigot. Are you racist, bastard. What a racist guy. How do we let this guy in the studio?
How apropos that the morning the vote comes in, Trump just happened to be in Scotland at one of his golf courses, and he's making statements now. So it's going to take a long time to unravel and unwind, but already France is rearing its ugly head and a few other countries, Italy and I think we're going to see the EU crumble, maybe George Soros a little bit. The next thing I'd like to see fall is the United Nations.
That would really make my year. That would be a very long time. That would be
good. But a happy Independence Day to you. Listen, you Brits, if you needed us to write something for you on stating your independence, we could do that.
Maybe you'll work on your gun rights.
We've lost our way the past 260 years. We've gotten fat and soft with our handout.
We got like them.
Yes, we've become a welfare state, but hopefully we're going to tune it up too.
Well, hopefully we won't have gun rights and knife rights.
They have. They can't even have a knife there.
You can't even have a nail clipper there.
They got mailboxes where you throw your sharp kitchen knives.
Yes. It's an amnesty. It's amazing.
It's wonderful. It's a great place.
It really is.
So when the Muslims were beheading people in the street, the greatest sales on Amazon were American baseball bats in the UK, on Amazon UK.
Now leaving the New World Order and George Soros and the Bilderbergs and all that other stuff. Yeah, we have all of those. Well, they're all reeling right now because they didn't expect this to happen, I just want to, I have one military saying for New Jersey, and it's Bohica.
Ah, yes.
Because I don't know what's going to happen after Christie leaves, but, bend
it's
over.
It's happening right now.
Bend over. Here it comes again. Bohica. So this is what's going to happen on Monday. From ANJRPC, legislator moves to override Christie veto on gun bill, kill right to carry improvements, and force the sale of smart guns. Okay? Remember a few years ago I sent them the Complete Idiot's Guide to Parliamentary Procedures? I'm thinking about sending them and Congress down in D.C., sending
Constitution?
All pacifiers. Okay?
What are you referring to the hippie retreads who sat on the floor, who are all 90 friggin' years old, who they're waiting for. They all look like help, I've fallen and
they
I can't get up.
They had food brought in. Do you know who catered the food?
No.
You don't even know, do you?
No.
Chick-fil-A.
Did they really?
Yes.
No shit.
Yes.
The ultimate irony.
Yes, the ultimate irony. Chick-fil-A
my God.
Did the catering for them because they sat on their asses. They had food catered in.
True, well, Kathy's
well, I'm sure we paid for it.
Of you course know? We did.
I read Cathay's Way. I read the good book.
He's
yeah.
great. He's a great guy.
So, yeah, they had Chick-fil-A cater their event. And it's funny how they want to, you know, violate our right to due process with this terrorist watch list and gun control. And, you know, after seeing how much the Clinton Foundation took in over $250 million in donations from Middle Eastern countries, now I know why Hillary won't say radical Islamic terrorist. She has a gag order, basically. Okay?
Who'd want to gag that anyway?
Ooh. Oh, that was...
Here's $250 million
in...
You know, keep it on the down low the way we treat our women here. And then the sheik went and slapped her right in her ass. Okay? Remember where that came from, honey. Keep buying our oil. We don't want you drilling or running pipelines in your country.
Yeah. We don't want you digging up that oil.
Hence the reason why Trump is doing so well again.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I'm not a huge Trump fan.
Nor
I have never
I.
been.
Never have been.
But nope. I'll go that direction.
Right.
By the way, Andy O'Shea from Cowabunga dropped off more cologne and perfume.
That's I saw that.
Male and a female.
Is it male and a female?
Yeah, he dropped off two shopping bags full. All of my employees, everybody has it. So
thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Rosie, we're going to get to you, but here's a couple of things that's happening. In the Senate and everything in New Jersey, we have they're going to override Christie's vote no on the override of Governor Christie's veto of S805A1211 and instead support proposals that severely punish those who commit violent acts in a domestic setting. Vote no on S2165 and instead support the right of those facing serious threats to protect themselves where government has abandoned its obligation to do so. Vote no on A1426. Oppose efforts to force market acceptance of smart guns. Bohica! Here it comes again.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law, the bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites.
And
Liberty.
Just to say that you are all so very blessed that you cannot hear what goes on here during
Somebody
the break.
Somebody gave me chocolate.
They okay? really? Yes, right. And you
Somebody
ate
gave
it.
Me chocolate. Liberty Office Suites, two locations, New Road on Parsippany and in Montville, montvilleoffice.com. Ron Sousa has about 70 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people, which he graciously donated for NJSafeCon.net. On July 29th, the CLE Lawyers course will be held there. And then on Saturday the 30th will be NJSafeCon.net. If you did not get your tickets yet for the Parsippany Hilton, get it. This gentleman sitting to my left, CNJFO, they had a booth at the inaugural event last year Vineland. And they are going to have a booth, and a couple of you are going to be speaking. Right, Rosie? Tell us some of the stuff that's going on with you guys and your wonderful organization. And by the way, it's Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners. It's easy one to remember, cnjfo.com. Hit it, Rosie.
All right, Anthony. Thanks a lot. And thanks for having us here today.
Don't worry. You'll get the bill.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Rosie, you're here by yourself.
Yes.
Did you bring your invisible friend?
Yes, I always have an invisible friend. And I even do show prep on a little legal pad.
Wow.
Well, that makes one of us.
That's it.
All right. Yes, we were at SafeCon last year for the inauguration. And we had a nice table. We set up the biggest, brightest display in the room. We had a giant membership drive, and we probably got 100 members.
All of them giants?
All of them giants.
100 new members at SafeCon. If you have an organization, and this was all the way down in Vineland, which was far from the more densely populated north. No, I'm being good. Okay? Think about it. You should be at this event.
Absolutely.
You should be displaying. You should be doing something at this event. So go ahead, Rosie. 100 new members.
100 new members. All right. All different kinds of plans were put into force. We established some committees. We did a wonderful, wonderful presentation. Matt, although was not the keynote speaker, our president, Matt Andrus, opened up the entire convention for everybody to enjoy. And got out the main message of volunteering and making sure that people do something. It doesn't matter for which group. It doesn't matter what they do. We wanted them at that point. The message was, get off your ass and get active because of Bohica.
Bohica. Yeah.
Well, okay. I love your motto about the or your founding principles, really. Education and safety and activism and education.
These guys have been coming up to the diversity shoots since Tony Simon started them. They'll be at the August 11th diversity shoot. They volunteer their time and their efforts, and they come up and speak about their organization. So they are becoming quite active. We give out, everybody that takes our initial classes, we give out the CNJFO brochure. With all of their information in it, and there's no pretty pictures of me in there, but there's a pretty picture of there's a nice range in there.
There's a nice range in there, you know, thanks again, Anthony, for flipping me half the peace sign and putting it on Facebook. I think that thing got about 400 hits.
Did you? I don't know if you saw that.
No. But
it was. It worked out well.
Did it?
Yeah. That's good. Well, it's all about positioning and marketing. You know, guerrilla marketing. You know, I don't have to tell you about that.
Down in the trenches, baby.
Gun for Hire Range is the purple cow of the gun industry.
Yes, it is.
So it's good, Rosie. Listen, we're all a big, one happy family. When you got women posting on Facebook that they put a sticker on their 6-month-old baby, the Gun for Hire muzzle direction sticker. You know you've done a good job, okay?
That's right.
Just
you know
watch that muzzle.
Especially
if it's
the muzzle.
Especially if it's cold.
Yeah, that's
so,
for sure.
So what are you guys going to be doing at the show? This is how I
Well, yep, that's the picture.
Right.
400,
like
at least 400 hits. Anyway, what we're going to be doing at the show this year is essentially almost the same thing we did that worked so well last year. And we're going to be setting up a big table. We're going to be answering questions and hopefully getting some new members. We have our billboard campaign that just kicked off.
Well, wait till you guys see this billboard. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Talk about the billboard.
Well, it's a 10-foot by 30-foot billboard.
We're looking at it right now.
It took us 2 months to find a vendor that would let us put, we call him Charlie because he almost looks like Charlie Sheen, okay, bad guy with a gun. Of course, the gun's laying sideways, just like, you know, a real perp. And basically, it's criminals carry guns every day. Why are you denied the right to carry a firearm for self-defense? Get the facts at justifiableneed.com. And then brought to you by Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners.
We're not going to post this picture yet because CNJFO is going to have a rollout of the picture. And when they tell me it's okay to do so, I will also do it as well.
Where's the billboard? First billboard you're going to make?
Well, the first billboard's going to be down in your neck of the woods on a state highway.
Ooh.
Not too far from a restaurant.
Yes.
Where lots of people go.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to talk too much about that because we want to make sure that it actually
you know,
gets done.
Listen, you know, it's funny, but this... I'm looking at this, and everybody, all of our listeners, you'll see this. This will be posted on all of our social media and stuff. But it's amazing that with the First Amendment, that there's billboard companies that turned this down.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, but if we under attack, right?
If we had tools ripping a fetus out of a womb, that would be okay.
No problem at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, that was brought out. And, you know, we did some research and we found more than one company that just basically kept giving us edit suggestions to death.
Edit suggestions.
The man with the gun is very scary. We can't have that.
Very scary with the gun. Yeah. You know, can you have him change his face? Can you have him point the gun in a safe direction?
You know, it's funny. 5-6 years ago, remember, I wanted to buy an ad in American Rifleman magazine,
right.
And the NRA, Rosie, rejected me. You know what that tells me? You're doing something right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because if people find this vile, that's what you want on a billboard.
Yeah. Right.
This will make the press.
Right.
They
yes.
will not be able to ignore this.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Right.
That's the whole idea with the rollout. Okay. We want to call a press conference. We want to be able to get different people that have already been denied, get a microphone in front of them, give them their, you know.
The problem is too many of them are dead.
15 seconds of fame. Well, yeah, you know, the ones that aren't dead yet, hopefully, will be able to attend our press conference. This particular billboard is 300 square feet. It cost us a little more than we budgeted for. It's bigger, and hopefully we'll be able to get some help paying for it. CNJFO.com.
CNJFO.com. Donate a few dollars, you cheap bastards.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience and makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
This segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric is an NRA-certified instructor, a donator to every Second Amendment cause and volunteer, so support those who support us. If you or someone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, please check out Waldorf Chiropractic. If not, like them or refer them to a friend. Let's keep it all in the family. So Rosie's billboard for CNJFO.com says, criminals carry guns every day. Why are you denied the right to carry a firearm for self-defense? Get the facts, justifiableneed.com, and it's Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners, and there's a dude with like a leather jacket. It's almost like a members-only jacket like you used to wear, Sandy.
Still wear it. What's
and his fingers in the trigger. It looks like a SIG. And he looks really mean, and it's really in your face with the gun pointed at you. So this is definitely going to get some play. And it's funny because most other organizations in the country would frown upon doing something like this because of what's going to happen. So one of the reasons I have you on
pussies.
For the whole show, because they're pussies. One of the reasons I have you on the whole show is because me likes this.
Well, okay? Believe me, it's 4 months in the making. We spent a ton on it in order to get it done. We had to sign a 2-month contract instead of a 1-month, month-to-month contract. So, you know, tax-deductible donations to CNJFO.com
will help
keep it going. Yeah. And like Sandy said, very, very welcome. There's going to be thousands upon thousands of people viewing this billboard on the way down to the Jersey Shore.
And these
this
guys,
summer.
You have shirts for sale and stuff on the website?
We have shirts for sale on the website. We have an apparel store. It's real easy. Every dime that you spend over and above the cost of the shirt, we give you a receipt for your tax-deductible contribution. Every T-shirt sale helps fund the billboard.
That's wonderful.
So, you know, and by the way, they're one of the two organizations that agreed to a sit-down with all the 2A groups in the state of New Jersey, by the way.
Yeah, not too many did.
Yeah. And I've brought that up again. Now we have a new organization. You know, we have Albert Almeida and Mark Cheeseman's organization, the Party of Six, which I invited on the show. They filed their lawsuit, and they should be on the show in the future. They're going to be talking about their lawsuit for right to carry, that they hired 3 lawyers. I think one's from New Jersey, 2 are out of state, so we'll see how that plays out. And so, you know, Frank Fiammingo used to say something when he was the president of the NJ2AS is, you know, the hammer and anvil effect does work really well. You know, if you have a big organization working on some angles and you have a couple other smaller organizations nipping at the feet, it could be a game changer because it poses a lot of distraction. The only problem we have is that none of the organizations can get along. You know, and that's really what pisses me off.
And that's what the other side really likes a lot, because they one of the things that they do well is unify.
Correct.
We would love to have everybody represented at our Sporting Clays fundraiser on July 20th. So if anybody from any organization wants to come speak, tell us what's going on with their particular group or their angle, or coordinate efforts. All right, we're all ears. Please come and enjoy a day of Sporting Clays at Lehigh Valley, Wednesday, July 20th.
You hear that?
Wednesday, July 20th.
You hear that,
and
people?
And they can sign up right on your website?
Yep, sign up right on the website, cnjfo.com. You can also reach us through Facebook. We have a Facebook event page specifically for the event with a hot link right to the sign-up page on our website.
Now, if you guys, if you listeners have never been to Lehigh Valley Sporting Clays, Bill Bachenberg is the owner. He's an NRA board member. He's a friend of mine.
Great
it's
place.
A beautiful yeah. facility. And you you see how we cross-pollinate here? We have the SOAR group meets here. We have the diversity group meets here. And Rihanna, who was on the show last week, she ended up finding out about CNJFO, and she ended up joining for the Sporting Clays. She's never shot Sporting Clays before. From Pitter Patter Pup, Jeff Valdez, who was a member of my range, he coordinated when we had the pet rescue here. Yeah. He ends up becoming a life member of CNJFO. He brings two or three new shooters every week to the place. This is what we want. This is right. what's going to help us.
This is how
to
we
get
win.
The momentum. Not eh. Right. They didn't do what I said, and I don't want to say. And I'm not talking to them. I don't like their method of doing it. What they're doing is wrong. So I'm just gonna put my fingers in my ears and go and not listen to what they have to say. This is what they're doing. This is what everybody's doing.
Like curling.
And I get. Let me tell you something. I get frustrated because I've been fighting the other side since 1992.
Right.
And now what happened is, Rosie, Sandy and I put us in this position where we're like the brokerage house of all the 2A organizations.
Brokerage house. You're the capa de tu de capi.
but it's true because we'll let any of the 2A groups, anybody has a lawsuit, anybody has a bitch, come on and talk. So, you know, my dream for the past 2 years is, like, let's get them all in one room.
Right, exactly.
Like, oh, my God, bitches prevail.
When Matt and I first broached the subject of joining, okay, here and being sponsored by you and basically creating the coalition, the first thing we did in your VIP lounge is say, let's have a meeting of the five families.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
And that's basically what you said.
Yeah, it should happen, too, and it doesn't.
We've been trying for over a year to make it happen. And hopefully when this billboard goes up, people will realize that we're real, we're not going anywhere, and we really want to see it happen.
There's advantages in a tactical manner for the bigger groups to align with the smaller groups, because the bigger groups who are entrenched in Trenton can say, we're going to give you this data, we're going to help you. And you're going to try to sweep them off their feet.
Right.
And we'll play dumb with the legislators and say, right. Oh, we'll talk to them and see
we'll
if we can
to see
hold
if we can
them
calm
back.
Down. You know, these people
like, they
are
don't
lunatics.
Understand fucking because everybody wants to puff their chest
right.
up and take all
right.
the credit for it.
They're
okay?
all peacocking out
but
everywhere.
I'm a tactician, man. And
absolutely.
I'm like, I'd rather get in a huddle with everybody and say, okay, what can we do?
Right.
Because every quarter of an inch gain we make on every aspect.
That's what they're doing to us.
Correct. Right. Correct.
15 volleys over the bow on Monday morning.
Yeah. Oh my God, Loretta Weinberg, man, she's like the ever-ready bunny, man. She just keeps on ticking. Yes,
yes. I didn't know that somebody that's that age that has to be jolted into waking up so she can actually listen to
Claire,
what's going on.
Okay, Loretta, you can get up now.
What makes guns so special? We vote on stuff we know nothing about all the time. Loretta Weinberg,
that's what she said.
2 years ago at the Senate Law and Public Safety Committee. Ant, am I right?
She said it.
It's
we
perfect.
Vote on stuff we know nothing about all the time.
There should be. Do you realize if they were to do an IQ test or just hold our elected officials to the same scrutiny that we as gun owners have to go through, criminal background checks and mental health evaluations, 80% of them wouldn't even be there.
Yeah.
Well, how about the reporter that beat the shit out of his wife, then applied to get an AR-15?
In Chicago. Did you see that?
What about the guy from the Daily News?
Yeah, he was going to show how easy it was to get
to
a
get
gun
a,
in Chicago.
Yeah, to get denied.
He got denied because he's habitual alcoholic and a wife beater.
Yeah. Yeah, that worked out
he
well.
He proved the system works.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. How about Mary from the Daily News who went out and shot that scary AR-15?
Yeah.
That was a low-power rifle for a particular reason, but they want to call it a high-power rifle. High-power assault weapon. And unfortunately, the people who do not know any better I've run into five or six of them. I can't tell you how many nurses at the hospital were just, slamming mad about how can this be? How can the NRA?
If you walked into the hospital with a Sturmgewehr, they wouldn't know what
right,
it was.
Right, exactly.
And they wouldn't call it an assault weapon.
No, they'd go like, what's that old gun doing here?
What's that thing made of wood?
Yeah.
You know, it's so true. Like, if like Steve Sweeney had to get a job in the real world, if I was interviewing him, I'd be like, so what
office job
qualities
in the real world
do you have? He'd be like, I could do facts.
I can bend the facts.
Oh, I can bend the facts, right.
I can turn the water on protesters on my front lawn.
Unreal.
And I can extort money from labor unions very well.
Did you hear what Charlie Rangel? He was on. They interviewed Charlie Rangel about
Charlie
the sit-in.
Charlie,
they said,
we
know,
need the guns.
He says, we deserve the guns. We deserve the guns.
We deserve.
And he laughed. Unbelievable, man.
Piece of
but
shit.
It's not unbelievable. And you know what? The American public, they don't know.
Yeah,
they really don't know.
Because it ain't going to happen yet. Well, when everything turns to hell in a handbasket. But the biggest problem is we are one terrorist attack away from losing our First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment rights, boom, overnight.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
We thought the Patriot Act was bad. This is the Bohica Act.
This is the Bohica Act. They might as well just call it what it is. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, we also, it's the whole reason that he went crazy in Orlando was all because of the gun. It had nothing to do with anything else.
No, it wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a shooter.
Yeah, the shooter. Gunman.
The gunman. Yeah.
So, NJSafeCom.net and CNJFO.com. We're going to talk about more about the event when we come back.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PHILLYGUN training.com. Jose is breaking a record 7 weeks in a row. The podcast was uploaded incorrectly last week.
No, come on.
I had to text him 7 o'clock in the morning, and he had to reload it. Thank you, Jose. That's 7 weeks in a row. We're really doing well because it's still his birthday quarter. Okay? He's celebrating. Some people have their birthday day, their birthday week, their birthday month.
He has a birthday quarter.
A birthday quarter. Okay?
Quarter.
So he's still in his birthday quarter. He's 7 weeks into it. So PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose Morales has a beautiful school down in Philly. Where? Spring Garden?
In Spring Garden, yeah.
In Spring Garden, right across from the police station.
The police.
That does
the
all of the permits
that gives out
paperwork.
The permits.
Check them out, PhillyGunTraining.com. So, Rosie, you guys are going to have a booth and probably be near my booth. And most of the gun ranges and a couple of the good gun stores are going to be at NJSafeCon.net. I'm telling you all, it's in the beautiful Parsippany Hilton. One of my art guys is lending a hand doing the layout of the place right now. There's a bar with a great menu for lunch and snacks there. And there's a Ruth Chris Steakhouse attached to the place.
Yes.
Yeah, really great. And JR Tobacco, Rosie, is right down
right
the street.
Down
so
the
we,
street.
We might end up there. They really increased the size of the lounge, by the way. They got rid of all this junk. They don't sell anything anymore. So we might end up there afterwards. So I implore all of you to spend it. What's the John City tickets are? $15 or something?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
To go
yeah.
to the show?
Yeah, 15 or 20 bucks maybe.
NJSafeCon.net, July 30th, CNJFO.com will be there. You can ask the guys more questions. You can drop off a donation. You can also email CNJFO.com. Go on their email. What's their email? What's your email address?
Well, you can email us with the link right off the website.
Okay, right off the website. So go on the website and send them an email. You might have something you want to donate. You might want to have a product or service. You might want to donate some time. They'll take donations for anything except proofreading because Dan the Stash has a lock on that for sure. I know.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God. He's a pain in the ass.
The proofreader extraordinaire.
Oh, my God. He's a pain in the ass. But anyway, I love him.
Dan the Stash.
Dan the Stash. Him and his wife and the kids are members of my range here, and I know Dan a long time. So, but they're a great organization. And so tell us what else you're doing and plan, because you've been planning some really good events. You had a hog hunt. Now, I'm not a hunter, so I didn't get involved in the hog hunt.
Well, we had a hog hunt in April.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hunt in New Jersey?
No, it was in Pennsylvania on an island in the middle of the Susquehanna River.
Susquehanna Hat Company slowly
turns.
Yeah. All right. So our pheasant hunt was down at Guyberson's in Pemberton, and that was on March the 5th. The hog hunt was April the 24th. We participated at Old Bridge Rifle and Pistol Club Ladies' Day with a couple of volunteer instructors that were members, and that was on April the 30th, my lovely bride's anniversary. We've been at the diversity shoot since they've been started. We attended the Aries Daniela social shoot.
She teaches at RTSP in Randolph.
Yes, she
does.
She
works there and teaches there.
Yeah, and we attended that one. We also have tentatively scheduled a deep sea fishing trip for sometime this summer. But the important thing to note is it's not just how many different times can I show up and how many different social things we can plan. The committees actually get work done. Sponsorships get made. Friendships get made. Cross-pollination takes place.
I'm big on that.
Okay? At all these different activities. And people learn a little bit more about the New Jersey two-way situation more than they ever could by reading a book or falling asleep trying to be on a computer. There's nothing better than pressing the flesh trying to sell justifiable needs end.
You saw that last week. I had Chandini and Rihanna in the studio, and you know, because I wanted to pick some diversity, and this is how we grow. Like I've been saying for how many years on the show, we're saturated with the fat old white guys, and there's three of them sitting in the studio
right now.
True. And
well,
I included
two
myself.
Two plus the skinny one.
No, I'm still fat old guy. But you know.
Sorry, Sandy.
You know.
No offense taken.
So things have changed, and we have to represent that change. And these women that were in here, you know, their moms, their mothers, their wives, mm-hmm. they work,
yep.
and
right.
and they're concerned about their safety, and they're concerned about their freedom, and they're concerned about their rights. So, you know, it's what we need.
It's 50% of the voting block. Any 2A group, any 2A entity that doesn't recognize the vote that women have, okay, they're going to decide the next president.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Okay. They're going to decide whether or not the Second Amendment gets flushed down the toilet. We have to go after them. We have to educate them. We have to get them on our side. And to have girls like Rhiannon and Sherry and Sandy from the Saw Club and all of their members that we also help out once in a while, it's just an amazing, amazing thing to see the transformation on the 2A scene in New Jersey. It's no longer just, like you said, fat white guys.
Correct. And we have to show that. Tony does a diversity shoot. The Saw Group Sunday put a table out here. They signed up people. They gave out brochures. They answered questions. I think they sold out on all the T-shirts. They only had one or two sizes left of the T-shirts that they brought to sell. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it grassroots and work our way up. That's why we have detractors that we're running NJSafeCon.net. Like, oh, it's a dog and pony show bullshit. That really pisses me off.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah,
you know,
I can't.
That really pisses me off.
I can't. We have to fight our own in order just to claw
right.
and scratch
yeah, you're right.
in
right.
order to get something right. done.
And the other side does not. The other side, even if there is infighting, it is behind the scenes. It's not out in front where everybody can see it.
Everybody airs their laundry, and it's starting to really smell bad because it's getting hot out these days.
Right, exactly.
Okay? If there's a million gun owners in New Jersey, and we all put $1 down into the kitty, do you know what $1 million worth of advertising, professional public relations, and billboards would do?
Yeah, exactly. It's,
good luck waking
targeting.
Up 1,000.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right, yeah, we can't even get 1,000.
We have 10,000 armchair activists, and we probably have 1,000 or less that would rank and file and rally down in Trent.
Well,
and
we've
seen it. Yeah, you know, I see
at every event we've seen.
Correct.
That.
I see the newcomers come on the social media pages like, "Well, let's have a rally down Trenton tomorrow." I'm like, "Yeah, hold on, grasshopper."
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We meanwhile they lock us out. We got to pee in the hedges.
We got to pee right. In the sideways freezing rain.
And while we're in there, they're voting against us because people don't realize we are literally outnumbered. It has to start from the bottom, and we have to work our way up.
Absolutely.
And it's a shame because. Hopefully we'll get a moderate as a governor, but we probably won't. Correct.
In New Jersey?
Christie
is a Republican in New Jersey. Chris freaking Christie is considered a conservative Republican in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Need I say anymore?
Yeah. That's a rhino with horns.
Yes, exactly.
All right. I remember going to the Law and Public Safety Committee meeting about 3 years ago. February, ice storm. It was not a pretty picture. We're locked out. We're standing there. We're practically freezing to death. But shoulder to shoulder, we were all there.
Yes. Yeah.
And Charles Big Booty Maynor basically said, we're going to vote, and then we'll hear what you people have to say.
Right.
Remember that day?
Rubbed it
Boy, did that backfire.
Right in the face.
He also backed two of the wrong people for council and stuff in Jersey City, and he ended up... The Democrats told him he couldn't run for re-election.
You
got to
be detective again.
Okay, so he went back to detective, where it takes 25 seconds to reload a magazine.
Yeah, right.
Imagine being on a detail with him.
Yeah, he's got your back.
he's got your back. He passed his quals, right?
Yeah.
Oh
right.
God, I didn't qualify him.
My goodness.
Thank God.
Police qualifications. You know, safest place to stand, as Anthony says, is directly in front of the target.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What else you got going on?
Well, again, I'm going to jump back to the Sporting Clays just for a little bit because the people don't know yet what all they get with it. So during the break, we kind of wanted to get into that. Basically, it's a full round of 100 birds, the golf cart rental for the day, 2 catered meals. We're doing both breakfast and lunch. Okay. And one of them is going to be a barbecue.
I saw something about barbecued pork on there.
Yes. Pulled pork barbecue.
Just got our attention.
Down the street from Grumpy's.
Now, we have diversity in our rank and file. What if somebody's kosher?
We already have.
It's blessed. The pork is blessed.
Yeah.
They blessed the pig before they kill him.
Of course. Yeah. And they slid it upside down.
Right.
We already have a couple of vegans that have, you know, asked for a vegan burger.
Ugh.
Okay.
Religion's
the
one
hell
thing,
is a
but
vegan
burger.
You know, I don't know, but whatever. We're going to be able to satisfy whatever, you know, comes down the pike.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you know your dietary
crackers
guidelines
and cheese
are
whiz.
A little weird,
Anthony's had chocolate, so please forgive him.
It's just good.
Did I say that?
And
out
you
loud?
Don't have to be a shotgunner. They've got shotguns. Yeah. They've got ammo. You don't have to know anything. You can
Go, Sandy.
And have a blast.
You can literally just drive there, and all you need to do is reserve a shotgun ahead of time. You pay the rental fee at the office. You buy the ammo from them because it's a rental shotgun. And then from there, you're already registered with us. And at that point, you just go and learn and do. And we're going to have everything from kids to old farts. And Rhiannon's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with her Remington 870 pump that she was throwing buckshot out of like a pro the other night at Tony's diversity shoot. So if we can get some more diversity, we'd really love that as well. Women, kids, everybody. It's ages 12 and up.
Even
no
vegans.
Experience necessary.
Even vegans. Yeah.
Even vegans.
12 and up, Rose?
12 and up.
No experience necessary. It's a beautiful place. It's July. You could work on your tan. You could have a lot of fun with the people out there. I mean, it's a wonderful environment. And it's nice to, and you know, this stuff doesn't happen by accident. Like John Willard's breaking his butt for NJ SafeCon to plan it. These guys are breaking their butt to plan this event, to make it successful, to bring everybody closer together. Right. It's, I can't go for reasons I can't talk about for another 10 and a half months, but we'll cover it when we get there. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
And this segment is brought to you by me, ncnjfo.com and njsafecon.net. Be there or be square. Rosie, what else you got to cover before I start talking, because I got a big mouth?
Well, I just wanted to go over a couple of things, and primarily to thank our sponsors that have been with us from the beginning. Okay. Yourself, sir, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Dan Ingram from New Jersey Concealment Furniture is going to be giving us something for the Sporting Clays. Black Bag Resources, Sean Fisher. The other stash guy.
Sean the Stash.
Okay.
Sean
the Stash. Not to be confused with Dan the Stash. That's this right. is Sean the Stash.
The Stash Brothers.
Okay. Tony Simon, Ainsley's brother from another mother.
What's he sponsored it? He's doing something?
Yeah, he's helping us out. He's given us some literature, and he's already donated a knife and one thing or the other for the hog hunt. So, you know,
maybe he should
hat
cook
tip
something.
To Tony.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
All right. Armand. From Armsco has helped us out, and we have some other spots available for other vendors and sponsors. We can provide a table inside during the barbecue, etc., and just tell us what it is you need, and we'll gladly accommodate it.
If you have a business or a service, donate a few bucks.
What does it cost
something.
To sponsor?
Believe it or not, individual sponsorships can be as little as $25 for a single line ad on the back of our custom 8-color T-shirt with Lehigh Valley Sporting Clays on the front. Two line ads are $50 for corporations, etc., businesses. So you get your name, your website, your phone number, and regular sponsorship with a table on the inside. All you need to do is donate some prizes. The table is completely gratis.
Oh, my God.
So that's the way to go.
For real?
For real. We're not trying to rape people. We're just asking for some help.
You hear that, everybody?
There's no excuse in it.
There really is no excuse. What else, Rosie, you got before I start talking? Because you know me, I can't stop. I had chocolate.
Yes, you had chocolate. I just want to remind all the listeners that might, all Rosie, the donations
he had
are
chocolate,
tax deductible.
But he didn't bring any chocolate into
the You hear
the
that?
Studio.
They're a tax exempt organization.
Yeah,
so
we're 501c3 through the federal government.
So you can have the government pay for your donation.
Correct.
To
correct.
Our rights that they should be protecting.
The ultimate irony. Okay, if you have a spare $5 or $5,000 and you want to be able to say, F you, okay, I want my gun rights, then write the check, mail it to us down in Sewell, New Jersey. The P.O. box is 768. It's on the website. It's on the Facebook page. Okay, what a better way to take the money the government's going to take anyway and put it towards your Second Amendment rights.
Because if you give it to the government, they'll put it toward taking away your Second Amendment.
Yes. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about safety. Gary Roth, we're going to cover your stuff next week. I pushed you out 2 or 3 weeks now, but I saw you and your wife, Catherine, here, so you'll understand. Let's talk a little bit about summer's coming, you know, some tips for homeowners and stuff, you know, keeping your doors locked all the time, making sure your garage doors are locked. If you're working on the front of your house, and you mosey on into the back of your house and you leave your garage door open or your front door open, you're just inviting somebody to come in and clean your house out. Or you might walk in the house and somebody's in there. You know, and also, like, be a good neighbor and alert police any unusual activities. We hear it all the time. Well, I saw something weird, but I didn't call the police. You know, in today's age of political correctness, listen, we pay the police to protect us and serve us. And, you know, feeling stupid because you're calling them to come and do their job. Listen, if you're that crank neighbor that calls 17 times a day, that's different. But if you lived in your town for 11 years and have never called the police before,
right.
I don't think they're going to have a problem with you calling about a suspicious vehicle or a suspicious person in the area. You know, Sandy talks all the time about what? What do you talk about? Normalcy bias?
Normalcy bias.
Right? If something doesn't feel right or look right or seem right, you want to know something, listeners? It probably isn't right.
Don't try to rationalize it.
Correct. Remember to have your mail and your newspaper stop. Have a neighbor pick up circulars. It's guaranteed. Rosie goes on vacation July 15th. July 16th, the local phone book gets delivered and thrown at the end of his driveway, right? And it sits there for 14 days,
right,
baking in the sun,
yep,
telling every shitbag in a 30-mile radius that Rosie's on vacation.
Yeah. Attention, all shitbags. Attention, all shitbags.
He stopped his mail. You know, the whole bit, but there's that phone book sitting on the edge of the road. Have we all not seen this before?
Absolutely.
Okay. Neighbors. My neighbor, Lenny, when I used to live in Whippany, Lenny, you do take care of me, I'll take care of him. He used to go down to, he had a condo in Wildwood. They would go down for 3-4 days at a time. He would send me an email, later on a text, and I would cover for him, and he would do the same thing for me. You know, go ahead, Rose. You got something to say?
Yeah. How about waiting to hit Facebook with all the pictures of your vacation until after you get back?
Correct.
So that everybody that's looking to steal your identity doesn't realize you're 500 miles away from the house?
Correct.
Wow.
We hate when that happens.
Gee.
People do that all the time. Today, it is so easy electronically to make you look occupied in the house with lights going on and off.
Right.
If you're not technically savvy, go to Home Depot, buy 3 light timers.
Right.
Make sure the light timers have 4 pins, 2 ons, 2 offs. Set different patterns to have the lights go on and off. You know, with all this alarm.com and iHome, you can do all kinds of shit. Opening curtains, lights, and, you know, turn the TV on and off. But if you don't have that, a couple of timers. And think about this. Time it so, like, at 6 o'clock at night, living room goes on, goes off at 9 o'clock at night. Hallway light goes on right after that light goes off. Hallway light goes off after 10 minutes. And then a bedroom light goes on for an hour and then goes off. Boy, if there's a shitbag or young kids that live across the street, they're watching the house, they're like, somebody's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? And you know, on top of that, take an old FM radio, a standalone FM transistor radio, that runs on 120 volts AC. Plug it into the same setup you have for your light timer. Now you have lights and radio.
Somebody's listening.
Right.
Right? That's a great idea, Rosie. Great, great idea. You know, the other thing is, if you have an alarm system, use it. A lot of people don't use their alarm systems.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
you don't have an alarm system, go on Amazon.com and order right now alarm stickers and closed circuit TV stickers. Literally 99 cents a piece. Put one on your back window, one on your front window. Put a smile. You're being videotaped. Listen, amateurs and most professionals will go right past your house. They'll be like, oh, shit, they have an alarm. Oh, shit, they have cameras. I'm going to go rob somebody one block over.
Mm-hmm.
That will, believe me, it will help. It's better to actually have the alarms, but if you don't, that's a great scam. If you have a ladder outside under your deck or something, we've talked about this a million times, lock it with a cable. Because I told you, Lenny, that lived next door to me, I'm like, can you lock that ladder up to the post on your... He's like, why? I'm like, because I don't want somebody to take your extension ladder and put it
and
up to my second floor window. He's like, I never thought of that. And he went out and he bought a bicycle cable,
yeah,
a combination lock one, and which was good because whenever I needed the ladder, a combination was 1, 2, 3, 4. Which was nice, but listen, I can only get so far with them.
That's true.
But like, if you live in a house that you have window air conditioners, and you or a neighbor has a ladder on it that reaches the second floor that's not secured, thank you.
Right. Watch how easy
thank
this
you.
Is.
I lean the ladder against the siding. I climb up. I push the air conditioner in the window. I take whatever I want, and fuck that. I come out the front door.
Right.
Okay.
Why climb through the ladder?
Talk about this scam all the time. You come home at night. If your key won't go in your door, back away from the front door. Call 911. Get in your car. Go over to a neighbor's house or something. Professional thieves, if they break into your house, will have crazy glue and toothpicks. They will break off a glued toothpick into the tumblers of your lock. So while they're in the house cleaning your house out, you can't get the key in the door. There's no better way to get busted than walk around and walk right into the house while the robbery is going on. The other thing is smash and grabs. Rosie and I in a van. We pull up. He's driving the white van. I walk up to the front door with a clipboard on my hand. I knock. I ring. No answer. Crowbar comes out of my vest. I crowbar. I run right inside. Alarm goes off. I run right to the master bedroom.
Yep.
Top couple of drawers, armoire.
Yep.
Run back downstairs. 45 seconds went by. Alarm company calls the house. Nobody answers. Now the alarm company calls the police department. Two and a half minutes went by already. Big as I am, I'm downstairs, I'm in that van, Rosie and I are going down the street in a white van.
13 to 18 minutes later, the cops show up.
Let's say it's a good neighborhood and the cops show up in 8 minutes. Let's say 6 minutes. What is that going to do?
Right.
6 minutes. We're gone.
Six minutes from now, you could be anywhere.
There's white vans everywhere. We get right in the houses they rob. Like, one of my friends lives in Fairlawn. His house got robbed. He's literally one traffic light from 287. Okay? On Southern Drive, if anybody knows that area. Yeah. So, Rosie and I, we rob the house. He's sitting in the van with the van running. We go. Now, if somebody had answered the door, I have the clipboard. I'm selling stuff. Works every time, guys. Works every time. Those are some of me summer tips. Listen, a couple of things. CNJFO.com. We have a ton of classes. Evan Knapp in October 14th. Holster Draw, July 18th. Quick Clot, July 23rd. Urban Shotgun, July 24th. Use of Force, July 25th. Urban Pistol 1-2-3 Carbine. Prepping Level 1 with James Hedham, August 1st. Prepping Level 2, August 27th at a secret location. Protective Pen, August 7th. Protective Cane, August 21st. CPR First Aid AED, July 16th. Hemorrhage Control, July 23rd. CNJFO.com, July 20th is their shoot at Lehigh Valley. July 30th is NJSafeCon.net. John Willett's running that. Check out those things. Support those who support us. Thank you all.
Well,
thank
you've
you,
done
Anthony.
It again.
Thank
you've
you,
You've wasted
Rosie.
Yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the Licensed Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barone. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Rosie, thank you so much from CNJFO.
You're welcome.
You're doing a hell of a job. Listen, guys, every day, 22 of our veterans commit suicide, and our government really doesn't give a crap about it. 22 a day are committing suicide. Go to 22kill.com. They ain't paying for it. I just believe in it. We'll see you guys. Winston, it is now time to do your thing. Winston, Winston, Winston!
I gotta walk him.
Okay, go with your daddy. We'll see you guys next week. To go shine.